From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Trump administration has not reacted to a spokesman's denial that former President Barack Obama ordered a telephone tap on Mr. Trump during the campaign before last year's U.S. elections. President Trump made the accusations on Twitter without naming any source for his claims. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
I'm very worried that our president is suggesting that the former president has done something illegally. I would be very worried if, in fact, the Obama administration was able to obtain a warrant lawfully about Trump campaign activity with foreign governments.
President Trump's claim against Mr. Obama came as the Trump administration faces mounting pressure from multiple investigations into contacts between members of his campaign team and Russian officials during the 2016 presidential race. Supporters of President Trump held rallies across the country Saturday. The so-called Spirit of America demonstrations were organized by a group called the Main Street Patriots, which is made up of some of the same people that founded the Tea Party movement 8 years ago, to voice concerns about the way the federal government operates. Aiden Eller was out on the streets in front of President Trump's New York City residence.
I'm here to support Trump and support the USA, a free, democratic USA, to make America great again.
Mr. Trump, driving through the state of Florida toward his vacation home, stopped his motorcade briefly to see a group of about 100 cheering supporters. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders and actor Danny Glover joined thousands of protesters in the state of Mississippi to call for workers' rights to join a union. Sanders and Glover spoke to the marchers, and the so-called March on Mississippi was organized in support of a unionization at a Nissan assembly plant. This is VOA News. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have begun a new push toward the center of the city of Mosul in an attempt to take positions still held by Islamic State militants. Iraqi military officials said Sunday they have overtaken several villages in West Mosul in the latest fighting as they move toward the old section of the city. The offensive had been delayed in recent days by bad weather. Thousands of civilians flee the fighting each day. Since the government's initial push into the western side of the city, which began February 19th, U.S. and Iraqi commanders have described fierce IS resistance as the extremist force seeks to hold its last significant urban area in the war-ravaged country. U.S.-led coalition troops officially deployed as trainers and advisors and have assisted the Iraqi force in the Mosul offensive. Islamic State has taken credit for executing a kidnapped officer of Pakistan's Prime Intelligence Agency a day after police found his body in the central city of Multan. Local police said the body was dressed in an orange uniform like detainees at the U.S.-run Guantanamo Bay Detention Center in Cuba. The officer was serving in a counterterrorism unit of Inter-Services Intelligence, or ISI, the country's main spy agency. Forces loyal to Libya's top Eastern military commander say that they have pounded Islamist militia fighters who captured the key oil ports. That Iranian report from the VOA Middle East Bureau.
A militia spokesman, Yasser Jabali, claimed his men were holding their ground. Mamdouh Salami, a London-based oil analyst, told Libyan TV that control of the country's two largest oil ports, Ras Lanuf and Sidra, are always a main interest of the country's militias and of the National Unity Government, because they are the key to the country's economy and ultimate control of Libya. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The United Nations humanitarian coordinator in Iraq has issued a warning about the possible use of chemical weapons in Mosul, where Islamic State militants are battling U.S.-backed Iraqi forces. The Red Cross says seven people have been admitted to a hospital near Mosul, and they're being treated for suspected exposure to chemical agents. South Korean lawmakers are preparing to consider legislation awarding nearly $900,000 to North Korean defectors with classified information about the reclusive Pyongyang government. South Korea's news agency reported on the legislation, saying the amount is a fourfold increase over what is currently paid to defectors with sensitive information. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.